This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Closing arguments are today in the trial of the former sheriff's deputy charged in the shooting death of Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Andrew Buwin shot 22-year-old Glass 5 times when he was locked in his own vehicle after calling authorities for help when he got his car stuck. Buwin's defense attorneys say the former deputy suspected Glass was driving under the influence. But prosecutors say Buwin escalated the situation needlessly over 70 minutes and made the whole scene unsafe for the public, other law enforcement officers, and Glass. Buwin faces a second-degree murder charge, and a jury is expected to start deliberating today. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State lawmakers are moving to put more money into traffic calming projects to help protect cyclists and pedestrians. One bill would require the Department of Transportation to dedicate funding each year for things like bike lanes, traffic islands, and sidewalk improvements. The same bill also secures CDOT's authority on automated cameras to catch and ticket people breaking the rules of the road. In Congress, Colorado senators voted for a $95 billion foreign aid package that passed the Senate Tuesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Senate cut short its recess to pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. Both Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted for the bill. Bennett has been pushing for this aid for months. He says by voting to send desperately needed aid to Ukraine, Congress has fulfilled America's duty to the Western world. It was clear by Tuesday afternoon that there was enough support to pass the bill, with several Republican senators who voted against a similar package in February saying they'd support this one. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Colorado whiskey is named one of the best in the world at a major international competition. Spirit Hound Distillers in Lyons took home 2 top prizes at the London International Spirits Competition, including Best in Show for the Americas. The winning spirit is finished in barrels used to age honey, which the distillery says gives the whiskey a complex sweetness. This is CPR News.